Path of Liberation. Why do none of us wish to die? One great sage declared it most amazing that in this world, everywhere around us, all forms of life, including people, trees, and animals, are dying. Yet we don't believe death will actually come to us. The Vedic scriptures state that the soul is eternal in nature and therefore never dies. They also reveal that the soul is full of bliss, so it is inherent within our minds to seek out our true and higher blissful nature, which is also our real wealth and happiness. The nature of the soul is to reside peacefully in the eternal present, free from the dualities of past and future, and from the burden of material desires. The nature of an uncontrolled mind is exactly the opposite. It is to be always restless and full of desires, constantly engaged in the process of planning for one's future enjoyment. Understandably, the path of liberation from the suffering and sorrows of worldly life appears very attractive. In fact, many of us pursue this goal and often perform rigorous practices called austerities to achieve its end. Pursuing liberation from the cycle of activities and their ensuing results is certainly a higher and nobler goal than endeavoring to enjoy material pleasures. Liberation from the attempt at enjoyment of the material world is an eternal aspect of the soul. One can reach this consciousness by following these four practices. 1. To be able to discriminate between what is temporary or perishable and what is eternal or spiritual. 2. To renounce all desire for the temporary rewards and pleasures of this world and also those of the higher heavenly planets, which have been described as temporary in the Vedic scriptures. 3. To develop control of the mind and senses. And 4. To attentively cultivate the desire to become a liberated person. As previously mentioned, the Vedic scriptures are like a wish-fulfilling tree that can give us anything we may desire. They illuminate life's different goals and clearly define the practical methods necessary to achieve them. Liberation is described as a state of purified consciousness, wherein the soul realizes his individual nature, thus becoming self-realized. The nature of the liberated soul is to be completely self-satisfied and fulfilled. The soul resides internally in a blissful state of autonomy, beyond and free from all desire to enjoy anything within this material world. One can imagine such a state of consciousness with the help of a material example. Suppose we have just finished eating a healthy meal. As we lie back on a comfortable bed and peacefully enjoy the company of our family members, all of our senses feel satisfied. Because the senses are pacified at this point, and because we are not suffering, our consciousness is able to dwell in the present moment. We are neither hankering after nor making plans for our future happiness, nor are we remembering anything from the past. Instead, we are relishing the present moment through experiencing some cessation of suffering in the material world. That internal thought generator, the talkative, demanding mind, is switched off momentarily. In this condition, we consider ourselves to be happy. Such a condition is likened to the consciousness of one who is liberated from desires, because momentarily we have no desires. Being satisfied, we appreciate for an instant the essential present moment. This example is mundane, as the moment of satisfaction is flickering and brief. In contrast, the fortunate soul who achieves liberation from the bondage of material desires experiences a much greater satisfaction. Furthermore, that bliss is everlasting in nature.